T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Magic 106.7, the holiday. Are they a dim memory yet? I mean, are they completely in the rearview mirror of the holidays, Christmas and Hanukkah, New Year's?
A little
Year's
bit of a flicker.
Yeah.
Slow flicker in the back of my eyesight.
You guys got rid of the decorations pronto. We still have been, I'm telling you, there's bins, decorations are still out. There's still, you know, Santa Claus is on tables and things like that. They're not all put away. The bins haven't made their way up to the attic.
No, our everything's gone.
You guys don't fool around.
Except for the wreaths on the front door. That's it.
And how long will those stay?
Same.
For the month of January kind of thing?
Yeah. A couple more weeks.
Once you move the tree out, if you have a Christmas tree, and you put the chair back in the corner where the tree was.
You remember how much you hate the chair?
Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted. We put a post up on Facebook. Somebody had a couch that they, that seems like a big problem. If you have a couch that you're living with that you just hate, we're looking for the piece of furniture that now suddenly you can see again because the tree is gone. And you discover again or rediscover that you hate it.
Yeah. No, I think we all have that. You have that in your house, don't you?
We have several. I've got one and my wife has one. And it's caused no small amount of...
Oh, is it a little bit of a...
A little bit.
And did they come into the marriage with you?
No. They're somewhat recent. Not I wouldn't say recent acquisitions. I mean, we've been married 30 years. But over 30 years, it's been like you give away. You go, all right, you can get that. And they give one away. But we have this little table in our family room that was like a kid's table. It's really cute. It's a nice little wooden table with these tiny little chairs that you'd sit like toddlers at. And it was like the table where the kids played and ate and stuff like that. Well, our kids are grown, and yet we still have
things.
This table, and all it is got crap on it. The same crap has been there, I think,
for
years.
Oh, my God, I know exactly. I've seen it in pictures. It's the bane of your existence because you're always like, and I can't touch it.
I've tried a couple times to go, hey, can I move this? No, don't you touch that
everything.
Table.
She knows everything that is where it is on that table.
Right. Yeah. You guys must have something in your house that you disagree on, a piece of furniture that...
Oh, yeah. No, I had this table for years, this like little sofa table thing that I had and I loved. And Tom hated it. And it kept moving to rooms that were less and less used.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's
and
great.
Then like it went to our den, which we're never in. And then it went here. And now it's in the basement.
Right.
And
someday you're going to go down to the basement. And you're not going to be able to find it.
Oh, no.
Tom is going to have moved it out
to
the yard.
Oh, no, it's gone.
Oh, it is.
It's gone because then what happened is we had a construction project at our house. And they had a dumpster at our house. And they said, hey, feel free to throw anything you want in there, Tom. And I wasn't home.
Oh.
So, like, I know there's things I don't even know are gone. Yeah.
Well, if you don't know they're gone, that's okay. But that seems like that could have been a conversation because you talked about the table.
Yeah.
You know.
But don't you feel like all of a sudden this time of year, you just hate everything in your house?
Everything. Yeah. And I'm redoing and removing and want new things because it's empty. Once the Christmas decorations are the biggest bulk, I think, when you put them out in your house. So when you clear it out, it's all empty and you're like, oh, that's what goes there?
You guys should go to, actually, you shouldn't go to, but I was looking for a picture frame over the weekend and I went to Home Goods.
Oh,
Home
man.
Sense, Home whatever the...
Were they wiped out?
They were unbelievably crowded, and they were wiped out with a lot of stuff. It's like, everybody is like,
I was there.
Spending money decorating. You were.
Oh, my God, and it was insane, and everybody was doing the same thing. They just had home decor, like big stuff, like rugs and big like fake plants and
all that home decorating
canvas,
stuff.
Everything, and everybody was talking about the same thing. Oh well, my house looks pretty empty, and what else am I going to do? So,
and you know what? We're all home anyway. What
right?
The pandemic. We're stuck at home anyway. Why not do a little decorating?
And we're looking at the same four walls way more than we ever have, and so now we're like, let's refresh.
We'll leave the post up there on Facebook. The goodness, really, the winner would be somebody who puts a picture of the item.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
what I want to see.
Don't
post
just
a
put
picture
something in the comments.
Yes, yeah. Post your most hated accessory or piece of furniture.
And
I want to see it.
Especially if it's like a bone of contention in
right,
your house.
Yeah.
Like
the relationship.
There's this one thing that just keeps going from room to room. Yep.
Get up on the Magic Facebook page. Good morning. 618, Davidson, Kendra at Magic.